This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Maybe we should say thank you when we sing.
Mr. Grown Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh,
man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies. It's the Beanies here with another show and tell. And today we have Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
What have you got to show and tell us today?
Hello, my name is Charlotte and I am 6. I love your podcast and I listen to every new one.
Every new one? Oh. Wow.
Oh. Thanks, Charlotte. That's so nice. That's a lot of podcasts. How many have we made?
Million.
Wow.
Like 80. 70.
I reckon maybe like 170 is
well,
my guess.
Yeah, if you include all the show and tells and we did news for a while, we did some bedtime ones.
I'm going to guess almost 200. What do you think? Ooh.
I reckon that's about right.
Let's actually guess. Like you guess the jelly beans in a jar.
Oh, okay.
Whoever's the closest gets a prize.
Ooh, what's the prize?
I'll shout you a bowl of spaghetti. Nice.
Michael, the stakes just got a lot higher for you. Okay. I guess 181.
I'm going to guess 211.
Michael Beanie's best place to put this guess in as he edits all of the podcasts and should have a better idea than anyone.
He is making a face like he does not know and how to count.
Also, maybe like he needs to do a little poo.
256.
Ooh, big guess. Big boy with a big guess.
I am a big boy.
Can we look it up?
Oh, good on you, Laura.
Laura's good at math. 266.
You said 265, didn't you?
Oh, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Woo! Big boy with a big guess is the big winner.
Good job, Michael Beanie.
Where's my spaghetti?
I'll get you some.
But listening to every new one, that's great, Charlotte. I wonder if you've got a favourite. Maybe you can send us your favourite episode lately.
What is your favourite animal and ice cream?
Well, my favourite animal is usually a dog, but I've recently been looking at lots of pictures of quokkas because the Beanies are going to Perth for a show really soon and we're thinking we might go see the quokkas on Rottnest Island and they're just like really cute little like wombat possumy things. And so today my favourite animal is a quokka.
Well, my favourite animal I think is usually the raccoon because I really like how they look like little bank robbers and that they wash their food before they eat them. But my favorite animal today is probably my dog, Rosie, because she's just being super cute at the moment.
My favorite animal lately is just outside of our window, we have a tree that this family of black cockatoos really like. So at the same time every afternoon, they've been coming to that tree. And they're really fun to watch because cockatoos are really cheeky and they're chatting to each other. They're very loud, unfortunately, but they like to chat to each other.
Aww.
But they're always climbing through the tree and like swinging and going upside down.
Oh, Michael, can you get a video of it?
Yeah, I'll try and get a video of it.
Yeah, let's put the video up if you remember.
Yeah.
On the Instagram.
Yeah. But they're cool birds. They're very beautiful big birds. Okay, ice cream.
Yours is mint choc chip.
It is, however.
Or Milo.
Oh, you're right. It's Milo ice cream.
It's Milo ice cream?
Yep. I don't know why I've ever said anything else. Milo ice cream makes me incredibly happy. Sometimes when I'm on tour or when we're on tour, I'll get a big tub of Milo ice cream and then the other Beanies will come to my hotel room bringing a little cup and I'll give everybody a scoop of Milo ice cream and it makes our day.
Yeah, it's good times. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't remember what Michael's favorite ice cream is. I feel like I should know this. Does spaghetti come in a flavour of ice cream?
I don't know.
I've looked. No.
I feel like it's just chocolate.
No.
I don't think I know, Mike.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of it as two things.
Rum and raisin.
No.
Cookies and cream.
Yeah. Because sometimes I want to eat ice cream and cookies at the same time.
That's a good way to do that.
Yeah. You know, time is money. And sometimes I can't go eat ice cream and then go eat a cookie.
Why not just do it at the same
time?
Do
it at the same time.
Save that cookie eating or ice cream time and then make money with it.
Yeah.
I've been making ways to be more efficient.
And that's why Michael Beeny's a millionaire.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm a millionaire, because I save time by eating my ice cream and my cookies at the same time.
You heard it here first.
Is that why you eat spaghetti in the bath?
Yes.
Bye, Charlotte.
Thanks for coming to Show and Tell. We're going to go efficiently eat some ice cream now.
Yeah.
In the bath. Yeah. And look at some pictures of quokkas.
Bye, Charlotte.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you have a question for the Beanies, like...
What is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the Beanies, like...
I have a pet puppy dog.
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the Beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell. We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
sing. Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh,
man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.